Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lane Bajardi, and here are today's top local stories. A lot of unhappy people reacting to the mayor's new COVID-19 mandates involving private employers and kids as young as five. Let's get the latest this morning from 1010 Winds newsman Roger Stern. He's in Midtown.
Lane, the mandate will affect about 184,000 businesses. It requires all in-person employees to get vaccinated, and there is no exemption for testing. But Kathy LeBron with the Partnership for New York City says it's all a mess.
It's very important that we have consistent policies and employers support vaccine policies. But federal, state, and city government all are taking a different approach.
Though Mayor de Blasio denies that he's creating confusion.
We're working closely with the state government, with the federal government. We're all united, common front to fight COVID.
And Mark Jaffe of the Greater New York Chamber of Commerce offers support for the new mandate.
This is for the health and public safety to keep the economy growing.
The mayor also expanded the restaurant vaccine mandate to kids as young as five. The NYC Hospitality Alliance says this challenges a beleaguered industry. The mandates take effect on December 27th, with Mayor-elect Eric Adams' people saying only that he will study this. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live in Midtown.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is forcing dozens of hospitals to cancel elective surgeries and non-essential procedures to keep beds available to treat a surge in COVID patients.
So we think that there'll probably be around 30 in the 30s, I would say in the 30s right now. And again, those are areas where we're sending assistance. We have the National Guard literally on the ground now to relieve some of the pressure that's going on in nursing homes. Again, nursing homes are where the places people are being kept in hospitals longer than necessary because they can't be discharged to the nursing home because they don't have enough staff.
Mandate kicks in Thursday in hospitals in Western New York, the Finger Lakes and Capital District, places where vaccination rates are lower than here in the city and infections are much higher. The hospitals on the list found to have remaining staff bed capacity of 10% or less. Again, none here in the city or on Long Island or the lower Hudson Valley affected here. The winds last night, something else. Filling in for Lee Harris means I was in bed last night by 6:30, only to be abruptly awakened 2 hours later by the sound of violently whipping winds. They were wreaking havoc in Jersey City. A four-story building under construction blown off its foundation of West Side Avenue and Fisk Street at around 8:45. Jersey City Fire Chief Stephen McGill spoke to CBS2 at the scene.
The rear end of this building actually blew about 5 to 10 feet off its foundation, hit the side of that school, crushed the back set of egress stairs to the back, so that school's going to be closed.
10 residents of homes on either side of the building also had to relocate, at least for the night. The New Jersey Turnpike Authority has a Happy New Year gift planned for drivers, and they aren't going to like it, as we hear from Glenn Shuck in Saddlebrook this morning.
Unfortunately, I had to be the bearer of bad news for these Jersey drivers before they even had their first cup of coffee for the morning to wake up. Yep, tolls on the Turnpike and Parkway going up 3% on January 1st. Now, after I edit out some of the curse words.
Yeah, this is upsetting. I didn't really know that was happening.
That's crazy to do that.
No, he gets a paycheck every week, you know. What about all these other people that don't?
That guy's talking about Governor Murphy, although he's not really responsible for this. It's the Turnpike Authority, where the average ride on the NJ Turnpike will go from $4.80 to $4.95. Here in the Parkway, tolls go from $1.90 to $1.96 if you have Easy Pass, cash tolls, and even $2. Oh, by the way, Happy New Year. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, on the Parkway here in Saddlebrook.
A big contract player for the Knicks finds himself on the bench. Our Mark Renee tells us what he's saying about it now. Mark?
Yeah, Lane, first time in his 11-year career that Bronx-born former UConn star Kemba Walker is riding the pine. But he's a professional who's staying professional and dealing with it best he knows how.
I have respect for Coach Tibbs and the decision he made. You know, it might not have been an easy one, but it was a choice that he made. You know, I have no choice but to live with it. I've always been a team guy first. It's not about me. It's about the team. So, you know, if he feels that's what's going to make the team better, then so be it.
Except in the short term, at least, it hasn't helped the Knicks, who take a 3-game losing streak into San Antonio tonight. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.